This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You know, they say that hindsight is 20/20. Now, I know exactly what happened. I was told what happened with Trump 2 years before he ran for office, when patriots in the Pentagon were seriously considering a coup against Obama because he gave all our codes to Communist China, all our personnel to Communist China, and the Office of Personnel Management hack. And I was told all this and didn't know if it was true or not. And years later, even Politico halfway reported what had happened. But here's what I have to say. Trump is on a suicide mission. Now, a suicide mission doesn't mean you die every time. But you die about 30-40% of the time. Like, you only go on a couple suicide missions. And that's what it is to be on a suicide squad. But you go on a suicide squad because you realize you're going to lose everything anyways if you don't make it. Just like the divers in Thailand with the flooded cave, who've already gotten 9 of the children out, and the divers died and others, and they got to go through almost a mile of flooded cave, and they got to take kids 10, 11, 12 years old in scuba who aren't certified and take them through that hell. Think about that. That's the same thing. Trump is a suicide squad leader. That's why he's so confident. That's why he's so committed. Our code's gone. Our secret's all sold out. Our country deindustrialized. And then finally they were going to ban free speech and start arresting people. And enough folks in the government and in private sector and in the general citizenry said, we're not doing this. God Almighty, we were America. We didn't believe the John Birch Society and Ron Paul and Alex Jones and Barry Goldwater and everybody else. We didn't believe them. It sounded so crazy. But we're being given orders to prepare for gun confiscation and for war against Christians and war against constitutionalists. A, we don't want to do that. B, they're armed to the damn teeth. These are millions of veterans. That's a death sentence. Those are our brothers and sisters, people we know, the folks that volunteer and give blood, the people that are at the homeless shelters. We're being trained to have war with them. So a group of generals came to Trump, as I first told you, 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, and now it's been confirmed, said, this is what we're laying out. We don't know what to do. What do you think? You're popular. We know your background. We know about your dad. We know about all you funding the John Birch Society behind the scenes. What do you think we should do? And he said, let me talk to my wife. And he went and spent 3 months in Scotland and decided not to do it. And then Melania came to him on the last day and she said, she'd seen what they were doing on the news to people. She said, you have to do it. He said, I don't want to put the family through this, but he said, she said, you have to. And he understood the challenge. He said, yeah, I can't not do this. And we can't not do this. It's the same thing I deal with every day. But Communist China, allied with the big banks, has totally sold the country out. And they engage in every crime you can imagine, and they're trying to sabotage the economy. And the biggest frustration is looking at the average person that goes along with this anti-Americanism, and they don't realize they're opening the gates up to their sure and absolute destruction. And you look at how Communist China has abused their own people, and you just ask yourself, is this the way it needs to be? And I'm telling you, even though we think we're winning and we see good things coming back to the U.S., there's such institutional powers behind this and such an evil commitment to stop human development and human potential that I cannot lie to anybody. It's not my job here to lie to you. I think we're neck and neck. I think it's up in the air whether America and the world makes it. And you need to understand that. But to all of you out there that serve evil, I have no idea how you could be so blind and so committed to darkness. I just cannot even begin to understand it. You're just such traitors to your own family and your own free will, but you love your father, the devil. So that's why you do it.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It should be so easy to win against evil, but see, good men do nothing, so it's hard. It's always hard.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Trump is set to announce his new Supreme Court pick in the next few days. We'll be covering it. China's military admits they're already in a war with the U.S. They've got the media and everybody basically. It's China. China's the main engine. It was the plan. The CFR said it was the Chinese century. Well, it's not the Chinese century. It's the globalist communist century feeding off the poor Chinese to empower their whole operation. Because Americans, on average, are intuitive and smart and hardworking. But the Chinese are intuitive, smart, and hardworking as well, but they're enslaved. So it is definitely a power slave scenario. I want to go to Antoine, Robert, Dennis, Robert, Patrick, George, Alexander, Craig, Tony, Brandon, Eric, and others. Eric in Michigan. Eric in the great state of Michigan. You are back on the air, calling in on the show. Welcome. Go ahead. You on the air, Eric. Go ahead.
Brainwashed zombies.
Go ahead and start over. They didn't get to you right away, or I went to the end of the call, so they missed it. Let's just start over. Go ahead.
Alex, I just wanted to kind of touch base on when you brought up, you know, to call in as a first-time caller. You were going on about Hillary and how she's going to try to possibly run for 2020 and sending out emails and to her supporters and followers. And yeah. I think it's absolutely ludicrous. I mean, we all know she's crooked as, you know, she's more crooked than anybody's front tooth I've ever seen. And
she's crooked than a dog's back leg.
You know it. Anyway, you know, so we'll see. You'll see, you know, we'll see how that plays out. I mean, if she does, it's going to be a...
Well, the thing
failure.
Is, she's definitely raising money for it. She says, she's telling her constituents, get ready. That it shows the arrogance, though. Like, it just shows how disconnected from history they are.
And the crazy thing is she doesn't give a damn about the people or any, excuse my French, or anything, you know, that has to do with America or the constituents that live in this country or even the people that vote for her. I mean, at the end of the day, they're just thrown to the wolves, you know, if she's in office. So, you know, I'm thankful to be in Trump's America. I'm glad we were able to pull it off. And, you know,
no, I agree. I agree with you, but I've got an article here out of the Oregon Live. Organizers of pro-gun rallies lament low turnout. And that's what's happening. A lot of patriots, conservative Christians, pro-gunners think we're winning. Yes, we're in a war. We won some battles. And I don't want to use the North versus South analogy, but it's kind of like the South winning battles early on. Let me tell you something. The globalists are coming down like a ton of bricks, brother. And so I'm just telling people that we woke up the enemy. And I think we will win. But if people don't get that, we're in the fight of our lives. Getting Trump elected was like landing at Normandy. When we landed at Normandy, you know, in 1943, did that mean we'd beat Hitler?
No. Lots of gunshed still at that point. But, you know, it's an uphill battle, you know, and I'm willing to fight it every step of the way. I think we really need to come together.
I agree with you. What do you think of the 133 attacks last week or so and all these attacks on conservatives? I mean, physical attacks, trying to kill people. I mean, the left is clearly launching an intimidation campaign. I think it's going to backfire.
It's totally going to backfire. I can't recall her name, but the lady that was part of Trump's cabinet that was at that restaurant up in Virginia that got kicked out the other week.
Huckabee Sanders.
Right, and Maxine Waters is totally stirring the pot, you know, on that side of the stick, you know, telling them, oh, shut them out of restaurants, out of gas stations, this, that, the other, you know.
How do they think that makes somebody give up on their political views? Most people are just busy, but if you, like, try to kick me out of a restaurant, that everybody I know, that makes them get angry, right?
Right, and I don't care if it's my favorite Philly cheesesteak restaurant on the planet. If they're going to kick me out for my, you know, right of opinion, I'm not going to support them anymore. So chances are they're going to go out of business. So honestly,
well, that's the point, Eric, is it doesn't make you give up your political views. It doesn't make you back down. It emboldens you. So they think we're like them, a bunch of peer pressure wimps. God bless you. Okay, I went to the bottom of the calls. That may have confused the folks clicking the calls because I could punch my own buttons, but I have them doing it in there. So we're going to go to another call. Who should we go to here? Who should we go to next? Let's talk to Brandon in Texas. He says he wants to talk about my predictions and endgame. Brandon, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Oh, thank you, Alex. I'm a long time listener, first time caller.
Welcome.
And can you hear me okay? Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you really good.
Okay, great. Well, I went to Crockett High School in the early 90s, man. I want everybody that's listening to you to know that you have been calling it out since day one. Your motives have never shifted. You're like Ron Paul. You're like a rock, right? Now, that's integrity. You're a real man, and that's not a cool thing these days. I get that. But, you know, you red-pilled me way back with Endgame, a blueprint for global enslavement. And when I say red pill, I mean pregnenolone, brother. You put me down for like 7 days. I was just almost straight up depressed, right? But I researched all the history in that movie. You're on point. Everything that's unfolded in this day-to-day bullshit, I'm not a political person, but I have become a political person because these things are unfolding day by day. Just like you.
We're going to let you go, but I appreciate your call. We can't have cussing because we got to delay it once. You cuss again, we got to let you go. But that's the thing, is I'm not that smart. The globalists have all written their battle plans. They're carrying them out. They're anti-human. We need to be aware of it, and then you need to make a decision which side you're on. Let's go to a caller in Illinois. Let's go to Antoine in Illinois. Antoine, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How are you? This is Antoine in Illinois. How are you, brother? How you doing?
I'm good, man. Good to talk to you.
It is such a pleasure to finally connect with you, my friend. I just want to start off by telling you I am so proud of what you and your organization have done. Years ago, when I was a college student at Northern Illinois University, some colleagues of mine, we did the same thing you did on the college level in the late 80s and the early 90s. And I wanted to know if you were familiar with a mentor of mine by the name of Stephen Coakley. He was a political activist, African-American from the Chicagoland area. He was well-renowned for teaching about the Illuminati, the Boule, FEMA, Rose Rock Style, the whole nine.
What was his name again?
His name is Stephen Coakley. Now, he's passed on now. But his name.
The name seems familiar. For people who know about the Boule, that's the African American version of the Masons that they then kind of try to use to control people, right?
That's exactly right. Stephen Coakley was very known for that on the grassroots level. Very popular. Again, he was my mentor along with I know you're pretty good friends with Brother Minister Louis Farrakhan. But I just wanted to see if you were familiar with him because. He was doing this before there was a Facebook, YouTube.
Yes, no, I remember the name. And as for Louis Farrakhan, he's a great brain, very, very smart person. And the media kind of takes out of context what he says. But I want to have peace. I want everybody to do great. And I think that Farrakhan does understand the larger picture. And I know he's been involved with Kanye West behind the scenes, the rest of it. I know Farrakhan told me point blank, and I said, is this off record? He said no, but he didn't say it on camera that he was he liked Trump. And I know he's been kind of back and forth trying to get his constituents to understand what's happening, but I think with his message saying Trump is destroying all our enemies a month ago, do you think people in the Nation of Islam got how far Farrakhan's going trying to warn them of the battle we're in right now?
I do. I think it's going to take more teaching about that. One of the reasons why I was really glad to see Trump run for office, because he was trying to break the stranglehold that many of the politicians have had on this country for years, including Hillary.
Well, exactly. Trump is very, not simple in the word simple, but very straightforward. He wants prosperity for everybody. He does not look, he looks who a person is. Like Martin Luther King said, like not the color of the skin, who they are. And Farrakhan looks right at me. And, you know, said, no, I think Trump overall is going to shake the system up, is going to win. And he said, and I think you know that. And he said, but, you know, and I said, listen, I don't have any little communication with Trump except every once in a while. But Farrakhan was pro-Trump when I met with him. Thank you, Antoine. We'll be back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
There's an attempt to turn off the world economy.
Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
And you tried it.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order.
But you failed.
It's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
Mueller and the Bushes and the Clintons thought they'd stage 9/11 with their Islamic buddies. And now you notice Trump played that card during the campaign. He played it back the week after the attack happened, saying he believed there were bombs in the buildings because his engineer that he hired built the World Trade Center. The architect that built it, Japanese-American, said that it was blown up. And Trump's just sitting back. So he could play that card up front. They'd say he's crazy. He's got to turn the economy around. He's got to unify people together. He's got to defeat the deep state, and then he's going to bring it out. But you notice when I came out last Monday and told you that Trump is looking to release the fact that Mueller covered up 9/11, which has already been documented, they've got a string of more than 30 senior FBI agents, current and retired, ready to expose how they were ordered to shut up by the Clintons, by the Bushes, and then by Mueller. Mueller. It's the Ace of Spades. Building 7, the FBI CIA headquarters blown up, the bombs in it, the witness protection programs. Oh, yeah. Barry Jennings, all of it. These guys are so cowards that they couldn't even imagine talking about this out loud. And the pedophile airplanes with Jeffrey Epstein and Mueller running it for the FBI. All of it's coming out. All of it. So good luck. Because no matter what you do, Mueller, no matter what Bill Clinton does, no matter what you do, it's all coming out now. You want to bang heads? You guys keep looking for a fight. You found one, didn't you? We're going to bang heads with you so hard, you're not going to even know what to do. If you want to bang heads with me, you came to the right spot. See, with me, it's not some macho thing. It's life and death. My soul hangs over the precipice of eternity. Maybe for what my ancestors did or what I did, whatever it is. I just know God wants me to take you down. Oh, you narcissistic, mental patient, scumbag, deep state, white shoe boy, butt-smelling, Ivy League turds. All that matters is you burn in hell. So just keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And just like Hitler in that bunker, as we close in on you, you're going to do the right thing, aren't you? I know you are. I want to go to Robert in Seattle and Dennis in Kentucky and Robert in Pennsylvania and Patrick in Indiana and George in Las Vegas and Alexander and Alpine, Illinois and Craig in Arizona and Tony in Texas and many others. Right now, let's go to Robert in Seattle in a deep state stronghold of Jeff Bezos. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, pleasure to speak with you. First, I'd like to say thank you for red-pilling me, opening my eyes to what's really going on. Second thing, I'm a white male. I work hard. I was raised by my grandparents. taught me an honest day's work, the value of a dollar. I'm heading to Home Depot today to go work on my house because the economy is doing so well. I got a nice raise. I actually can afford to buy things now. And I live in the area with all these net jobs that walk around that, you know, have no idea what they're talking about. When you engage them in conversation, they go right to the attacks. And I feel like I walk around with a target on my back. I've actually wore a Trump shirt out one day, gotten several arguments. And it's mostly around the Seattle area. I haven't been to Portland. I want to go August 4th. I suggest you don't go because I think something would happen bad if you were seen on site. So for you, you stay back. You can do
Well, let's be clear. Antifa is attacking people. I've been to Seattle because my wife wanted to go visit some family she has that lives there. And, like, I walk outside the first 10 minutes and people are attacking me. Now, let's be clear. I'd shake 10, 15 hands and have folks wave at me for every person that attacked me. But still, they are crazed. And I've got a stack of news I haven't gotten to of all of just the attacks and all of it. But they are absolutely crazed, man. And they're pissed. They are fundamentally hate America. They'll tell you they hate America. And it's like, but you live here, morons.
All the antidepressants people are on, man, I got off of them. Some of your supplements kind of woke me up. You know, the iodine really helped. But it's just, you know, I questioned God a while back, and I realized that my job in life is to protect my family, protect my freedom, protect my right to do what I want to do without impeding on people. And that's what I do every day.
No, I agree.
Work hard.
I agree, but you mentioned how, like, St. John's wort, we don't even sell that. We should. In major studies, is like double better than Prozac. But the issue, it doesn't have toxic effects, is that we have vitamin C deficiencies. We have iodine deficiencies. These cause our major issues. I mean, my God, I got on iodine 6 years ago. It made me a lazy ass. I used to swim and lift weights every day and was fat. I got on X2, and I mean, it's incredible. I, like, lost 30, 40 pounds. It always stayed off. My libido's better. It's like I'm 16 years old. But, again, it's the iodine conspiracy. But let me tell you something. To be a man is to be expendable. And that doesn't mean you don't have worth. You have great worth. But men are expendable. And exactly what you said, the minute you realize being a man isn't about choosing the biggest gang or always being on the winning team, it's about doing what's right, being strong, and not caring what other weak people say, but following the compass God gave you. And so I know what it is to wear a Trump shirt or an InfoWars shirt outside. I know what it is in a blue state area to go through that. We have to do that and use those opportunities when they do it to videotape it, as we're doing, to just expose that these are authoritarians. Imagine if we give in to them now, how bad it'll be later. So that's men's job. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in a moment of comfort or convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. Martin Luther King. And you look at Martin Luther King, he said, don't judge somebody what color they are, what gender they are, what they do, just like me. You got good food, I go to your restaurant. Got good music, I listen to you. I don't care if you're black or white. Well, I listen to some song, whether it be hip-hop or country or blues, or I don't think, well, this is a black artist, let me click on that, or this is a white artist, or this is a Hispanic artist, or I'm going to go see a Mexican director. They do have, like, some of the best directors. I just go, oh, that was a great movie. Who's the director? Oh, it's another Mexican. It's not like some cliche. It's with the patterns you notice in life. And so that's what I'm getting at here, is that we have free will, and we're going to do it. God bless you, Robert, in Seattle. Keep it up. Dennis in Kentucky, where they just attacked the Senate Majority Leader last night, and so much more straight ahead on the other side of this break. But listen, no matter what happens, this life is only a test. Our relationship with God is numero uno. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com and your purchase funds the operation.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Because it's important for people to know. It's not like InfoWars is that important or we're on a power trip. It's just important to metaphysically say it. Before I ever knew what I was doing, I got offered pretty big Hollywood roles. Like out of the gates, you know, 2-3 minutes talking major movies and paychecks and voiceover deals. I made $1 million. On a voiceover I did for a national insurance company through a union in a year for like $900,000+. And you know what I did? I put it right in the general fund and built InfoWars. Not that money's bad, but I don't care about that. If I got a car that runs great, got medicine, got a house, like it is, that's why they keep you poor. They want to keep you down on a level where you never get to the realization is that it doesn't matter at a certain level. Like, most of the time I fly coach on a plane because what's the point of paying three times more? But I've been offered all these big Hollywood roles, and, man, they got bigger. Ones I wouldn't sell out. Because I turned down $10 million a year in 2002. $10 million a year, no employees to me. Now, all these years later, we bring in way more than that, but it pays for all the crew and all the satellites and the rest of it. But I just, it's like Hollywood thinks it's God. It thinks you've got to go with it. And even the conservative end of Hollywood says, you know, I'm a billion-dollar producer, and these are nice people, but we want you to go make this movie and make this show. And it's like, I can't do that because every time I agree to it, it then has to go through this process of being watered down. What is important, and I only make this point because I just got, you know, this phone call. In a big hot movie that's being produced, they wanted me in a major role. I wouldn't do it. Then it was a smaller role. Then it was a cameo. It's nothing against the production. It's that, you understand, I can't refuse Hollywood and then not refuse a part of it. What is powerful, what is real, is directly talking to you, unscripted, live. This isn't an act. And that's the whole thing. Like, I remember growing up, my mom watching the Oscars thinking, boy, that's really cool. Those are really the cool people. And by college, they were like, Mom, I go home, Mom, you're watching the Oscars. They're a bunch of losers. And so it's just so liberating to not care about that. And then people can't believe. They just can't believe. Like, you don't want the History Channel show. You don't want the Discovery Channel show. You know, I'm like, I already got two or three of them. They never even know I have two or three of each. I already did it. And not to sell out. I just was like, sure, I'll do your show. I'll host your show. And then they put it on. It's such a joke, man. It's like all these other talk show hosting people. Yeah, look at that shot of Hollywood people. Look at them. They're the actors. They're the candy ass. They want to be the big star on TV, like Meryl Streep promoting pedophilia. And like somebody like me has got to be, no, I don't want to be in that. And then it's always the pitch, like, we'll censor you if you don't. We'll come after you. No, I already got the message. But what hurts is friends I've had, in some cases 20 years, that were truthful. And when they get threatened, they roll over like a dead hog in the middle of a pool in summer. They just roll over. It's very, very sad. But I do, historically and metaphysically and ritually, reject Hollywood and reject everything associated with it. I will have nothing to do with it. Nothing. Nothing. Zero. Zero. Absolute, total zero. Understand that? So, it's like Fox News tried to give me three different TV shows. And then when I refused the third one after about 2 years, they had a big article in the New York Daily News. Back when I was like, you know, being attacked once a week in the news. Now it's like every 5 seconds. And it was like, Jones wanted a job at Fox News, but he got rejected. And again, it's not about me bragging, oh, I got offered a job at Fox News. It was like, I got offered a job drinking out of porta potties. And look, I'm glad Hannity's there. I'm glad Carlson's there. They're great people. I'm glad Lou Dobbs is there. I'm glad Laura Ingraham's there. I'm not saying Fox is bad, but the producers and the managers and the jerks, the types that fired Matt Drudge when he had the top-rated show there, they're the losers. And Matt Drudge doesn't need them. I don't need them. That's what I'm trying to say, is that I'm innately me. And I'll never forgive Fox News trying to give me three shows. And I was like, you're kidding. I get on a plane Friday night, and I fly there and tape Saturday and air Sunday, where I moved to New York, so I could, and I don't see my, oh, this is a big chance for you. And then they'd rape me. They would rape me and say that I wanted them. You know, it's like the ugly girl in high school that tries to get her brother to fight you. He's like, screw you, we're mean to my sister. And he kind of slammed his head in the wall, and he goes, and the sister runs over and says, Bobby, he didn't really do it. I'm sorry. It's like, it's like Fox News, so I can sell catheter lines. I want to change history. I want to bust up the establishment. I want to change the world. I don't want to be in Hollywood movies. I don't want an HBO show. I don't want what you have. And I've told you hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times, I want to break your neck. I don't want to hang out with you soulless scumbags. Yeah, that's when they really went after with Media Matters, figured it out. Because there's all these fake ratings out there. But listen, I'm going to stop right there and come back and take a few final calls. And I have it plugged in an hour and 40 minutes. I'm going to tell you this right now. Because here's the deal. They ask, why don't I plug every segment like other talk show hosts if we need to fund ourselves? Because it's boring. And if people are called to get our products that are excellent, just like our information, they're going to do it. But our July 4th specials for July 4th, Second American Revolution Week, I've got to end the next few days. And it's 50% off a bunch of our best-selling items like Brain Force, Supermel Vitality, you name it. It's got 4.8 stars, power views, Brain Force. And we've got a whole big line of these babies there. And if you want to buy the products, you're going to do it. Knockout Sleep Support, $17.76. Silver Bullet, $9.95 with free shipping. Supermel Vitality. You know, my wife, I'll just be totally honest, she said, you know, Knockout's usually super strong. I've got to take two right now instead of one. We've got a big organic company. Every lot varies. Some are super strong, some aren't. This is real stuff here. Alexa Pure Breeze, air purifiers, $100 off, free shipping. That's a huge deal. Trouble Food, that's free shipping. It's all there, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, and the fluoride-free toothpaste, 4 to 5 with a little silver, 99. It's 50% off right now. But here's the deal, man. If you don't want high-quality products, if you don't want to support this InfoWar, I'm not even worried about it. Because I'm lined up with God. And I'm not lined up with the Robert Mueller and the Jerry Epstein pedophile planes. Can you imagine being signed up to that? How Mueller used them to set up thousands of politicians raping little 9-10-year-old girls, and it's all admitted, and that big sack of crap thinks I'm afraid of him. All I want to do is bring him down.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I'm looking at a story from WorldNetDaily.com up on Infowars.com. I read this earlier today. I meant to cover it today, but illegal alien fined $280 for killing an FBI agent and fire marshal. And then you go, I looked at the police report. It's all true. And again, I don't care what color you are, whether you're black, white, brown, whatever. It's like illegal aliens. I had an illegal alien only like 20 miles an hour. It was like 16, 17 years ago in a Wendy's parking lot, hit my truck, crushed the side door in. And the cops go, oh, we can't get them. They don't have insurance. Just go. And my insurance charged me. And I don't care. The fact is, I'm a person, too. The illegal alien isn't allowed to just do this. But just like the illegal alien shot the young woman in the back, her dad held her, she died. And the San Francisco jury said, we're letting him go. He's an illegal alien. Then you ask yourselves, what paradigm is this? What world is this? The globalists have to, in Europe and the U.S., incentivize free housing, free welfare, no problem. Come here to bring the worst people. Not bring the good people from those countries, but bring the worst to destabilize. It's a military attack, and they admit it is. People go, what do you mean it's a military attack? A military attack means they're taking over. Not the people they're bringing in, but the big, powerful corporations manipulating it. They want to conquer you. It's the way of the world. There's always people that want to do that. And those of us that don't think like that are always blind to it. I've got a virtue signal here, but man, let me tell you something. I love people with brown skin. I find women with brown skin very attractive. The point is, it's all a fraud. We're all together. But you can't let Soros, a Nazi collaborator, blow up the whole country when he's done it to other nations and not recognize he's a bad person. Let's go to Dennis in Kentucky, where the Senate Majority Leader just got run out of another restaurant and harassed with his wife being called a Nazi when Mitch McConnell's been the open borders guy. Another thing is, it's like they go, we're going to kill Rand Paul. He supports Trump. And then he's the most anti-Trump guy when it comes to real issues, the only guy that brings up real issues on Trump. Because I'm anti-Trump on some issues. It's the ignorance, man. It's crazy. So let's go to Dennis. Go ahead, Dennis in Kentucky. Thanks for holding.
Thank you so much for having me, Mr. Jones, and it's a pleasure to actually speak with you for the first time in my life. I usually call in when Owen is on because I know that I can actually have a fair time. But I will say this, on your dilemma with Mr. Joe Rogan, you owe Joe Rogan nothing. Joe Rogan is a fence liner. He knows where his butter is bred. He's always been that way. He used to be a person that tried to get people to do anything for money. You remember Fear Factor. That's how Joe Rogan became a household name. It wasn't for anything else. Joe Rogan was the Fear Factor guy that tried to get you to eat Rocky Mountain oysters.
Well, it'd be like donkey balls.
Exactly. So for Joe Rogan to sit here and pretend, if you looked at his body language during that transmission you gave earlier, look how he always looked over to make sure that Jamie was giving him the yes or no nod. All you got to do is just look at body language. That's all I can say about Joe.
Well, here's the deal. Joe's my friend. I don't get in a fight with him. I just know that there's major web censorship going on. And then he continues to misrepresent what me and others are saying. And I just want Joe to realize, why isn't he on the winning team? We're going to win anyways.
He's on the wrong side of history. He knows it. But he is being forefronted as the face of YouTube. You got to realize that. Joe Rogan is the face of YouTube.
No, I totally. That's my beef. I said that earlier live thing I did before the show, is that he doesn't get censored. I've called up and asked for his help. Not for me, but for everybody. And then just no response. So all I know is he's got Joey Diaz on there, you know, acting like we're just saying all this stuff. I don't want to fight with him, but God, he just continues to misrepresent what we're saying.
Okay, because he actually knows who you are, but he knows that those people have their foot on his neck about what he can say, when he can say it, and how he chooses to say it. It's okay. Mr. Jones, you have been proven throughout your track record as an upstanding citizen and a patriot for this country. If anyone else has anything to say about it, all they have to do is come and debate you, right or wrong.
No, I agree. God bless you. I appreciate your call. I have a loyalty to old friends, and I like Joe. And I just, he's got Shapiro on there, and he's got all these other people, and it's just... Like saying Soros was a victim of the Nazis. He said he loved it, man. He loved rounding people up. And to me, that's what made me mad. But notice Joe in the new video doesn't defend Soros, so maybe that's changed. I don't want to get sideways with Joe. I don't know what to say, actually. I don't know what to say at this point. God bless you. I appreciate your call. We got a bunch of other callers here. And we got George in Las Vegas. No more Hillary. Let's go to George in Las Vegas and then Tony. George, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Jones. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I just was watching here, and you announced that Hillary said she's going to be running again.
Well, she's told her constituents she is. It's in the New York Post and Drudge Report, but she clearly wants the money that she's running. So she's definitely already stealing the money for the run.
Right, right. It's just, you know, I was thinking this country has gotten almost tore apart by this last election, and it's like she's going to try to do it again and just finish the job.
Well, that's the satanic arrogance. I mean, I know that for a fact she had a brain tumor removed 4 years ago. She's walking dead, but she's not going to win. She's not going to run. You watch, she'll be in the hospital or, in my opinion, dead in a couple of years. But it just shows how the demon never stops. The zombie never stops.
Right. And, you know, I was just thinking, hopefully with all these charges and proof that we have on her and Bill and everybody else, maybe they'll take her away before anything else happens.
I know that Trump is playing 100% by the book. He's totally surrounded, but he's winning, and we're trying to turn the country around. But I just wish my average American knew how serious it was, because I don't owe allegiance to Trump. I owe allegiance to the truth, and it's very frustrating. God bless you, George. All right, we got Alexander, Craig, Tony. Got so many great callers. Tony in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Hey, Tony. Tony's gone. Okay, let's go to Craig. Craig in Arizona, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you, sir?
I'm blessed, brother. I'm very humbled by all you folks. I appreciate you.
I just want to take a quick moment to thank you and all the independent journalists of the world for standing up and holding the flag up at Fort McHenry and keeping our flag standing and keeping our flag going and saving the Republic, sir. Thank you.
Well, God bless you. No, it truly is a fight for the country. And it doesn't mean America's perfect. America's got a lot of problems, but it's based in Christianity. It's based in pro-human ideas. Not that we ever did that, but we believe in that, and that's why the enemy hates it. Like, look at how the evil globalists hate America. What does that tell you about America?
Well, in the words of George Washington, a true patriot would rather stand on his feet than die and then surrender on his knees.
God bless you. Thank you. All right, we'll go to Alpine, Illinois. Alpine, Illinois, and Alexander. Alexander, go ahead.
Hey, Alex Jones. Pleasure to speak to you.
Nice to talk to you, Alexander. Go ahead.
So I'm new into this politics game, and I just wonder if that 9/11 thing gets fully exposed, I feel like that would be the trigger for the Civil War. But at the same time, I'm wondering, will the left beat us by infesting us with third world population before, like, we get to that point?
Well, here's the deal. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. 9/11 was staged with globalist and radical Islam. It has to be exposed to the deep state. The average third world population is a victim of globalism. Morally, in many cases, they are better than the average bull rotten American, be they black, white. It's just that they're being brainwashed as soon as they get here. So they're only used as a weapon, like a dam that breaks. If water's coming down your road to kill you, water's not bad. There's just too much of it. So African immigrants, Latin American immigrants, Eastern Europeans, they're not our problem, except they're being brainwashed against us when they're brought in. So they're only a weapon. Our bigger problem is the GMO, the vaccines, the globalists, their propaganda. If we get our country back, we can bring in 100 million, 200 million people. I don't care if they're black, Hispanic, white, whatever. As long as they get a shot at being pro-America and invited in, they get in and are turned against the country the minute they get here. So I just want them to, like, be shown like the different slideshow. Here's communism. Here's freedom. Which one do you want? You've got a birthright. America's already brown. America's already Hispanics already have the population. They'll be 80% in 50 years. Will they reject it or will they accept Americana? I'll see you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.